This is State of the News on WFPL. We're going to wrap up with some news out of Oldham County, where residents of the LaGrange area are dealing with a loud, messy, smelly problem caused by starlings, tens of thousands of them. The birds are roosting in a particular spot, flying over the area in a huge dark cloud. The residents have gone to battle against the birds, and here to tell us about how that's going is the Courier-Journal's Emily Hagedorn. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So starlings have been known to congregate like this in various areas here in Kentucky and elsewhere. Is there any clue as to what attracts them to a certain spot?
Well, with this spot in particular, it's more in a valley, which kind of shelters it from the wind. And it's facing a certain way where it gets less of the cold wind and more sun. It's close enough to fields where during the day they can go out and pick the fields for grain and corn that's fallen on the ground. And it's close enough to people to where if they can't get that food, they can go into garbage or whatnot and find food that way.
What are starlings exactly? Are they a type of blackbird? What are they?
It's a small bird. It's not a. The blackbirds are separate from what I've been told. But they're smaller birds. Actually, some of them are pretty looking. But they're a little bit smaller, and they actually came from Europe. Some Shakespeare enthusiasts in the late 19th century decided, because they were mentioned in a Shakespeare play, that they wanted to bring every bird mentioned in Shakespeare over to the United States, and so they brought the starlings over, and they kind of just took off.
Wow, that's interesting. Didn't know that. That is very interesting. So on a serious note, they can cause some serious health problems in these numbers.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest problem is histoplasmosis, which is caused by a fungus in the ground, and when the droppings fall, it can cause issues. But most people who get infected by this show no symptoms, and the ones that do, it's usually flu-like. I mean, of course, if you have compromised immune system, if you're older or younger, it could cause more serious problems. But that's what health officials say is the biggest problem caused by this.
So what are they doing in the Oldham County to move these birds away?
Well, actually, the birds have moved, from what I've been told, for the most part. They moved about 3 miles away, now they're not in the city of LaGrange anymore, but in the county. And from what I hear, they're not, annoying residents as much as they were before. But what they did to move them is some of the residents reached out to the Kentucky Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Ag gave them these big noise cannons to shoot at the birds to try to scare them away, and so the neighbors think that it worked. But the question will be what happens next year if they come back. And at the last LaGrange City Council meeting, the City Council voted to spend money to buy, I believe, up to 4 noise cannons just in case they come back next year.
Now, you've posted some dramatic video on your guys on the Courier-Journal website of this big, it looks like a swarm of locust.
it's really you know, you sit out there, you know, forever waiting, thinking nothing's going to happen, and all of a sudden they all come in and kind of swoop in. You know, it was really interesting to see. I mean, I know that it's been a big headache for the residents out there, but just as, you know, to see this, you know, form of nature kind of come up, it was really kind of interesting and exciting to kind of see it happen.
Any idea exactly, well, you can't count exactly, but an estimate of how many birds are involved here?
I talked to one of the state's, bird experts, and he went out there at one point and saw them, and he estimated in the tens of thousands, but they can reach, you know, some of the roosts, you know, can be, you know, 100,000 birds, a million birds. So might be lucky that this is maybe a little bit on the smaller end. It's just that it's, you know, bugging some nearby residents.
Now, do officials say if these birds get shooed away or scared away, will they just gather at another location?
Right. They could just hop over to the next neighborhood. Supposedly these came from, or there's a thought that maybe these were the birds that were roosting next to, I believe, Blankenbaker Parkway at one point, and then they found Oldham County. So that's the worry. You get rid of them in one place, but they could go to someplace even worse.
Yeah, you've been talking to some residents out there. I assume they're fairly exasperated by all this.
Oh, and it smells terrible. If the night that I was over there, you could definitely smell, you know, the bird droppings, which I can imagine having to live by that, you know, would not be a very nice atmosphere to be in.
All right. Emily Hagedorn has been covering the starling mess over in Oldham County. Emily, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.